Hello, everybody. Welcome to Being the Best Version of You, Success Habits Podcast, Series Season 1, Episode 2. I'm Dr. Priyanka Tibrewal, a success and life coach, your host for today. I'm here to support you in your journey of becoming that best version of you, to support you in navigating change and going through the transitional phases of your life, to support you in growing and reaching new heights, and to ensure that you stay emotionally healthy and balanced throughout this journey. I have a vision of inspiring change and greatness in the lives of 100,000 people. So thank you for joining me and partnering with me today. Today, we will be talking about developing your personal brand. What does it mean to have a personal brand? Is it only what you do professionally? So if I am a doctor, is that my brand? If I run a business, is that my brand? Or is there something more to me that can define my own brand that I can take with me when I see my patient and I meet my client? A personal brand is defined by who you really are. What do you stand for? What do people close to you see you as? Who do you come across as? A personal brand is the uniqueness in you that shines when you meet anyone for the first time or even after 100 times. What is it that you're bringing out? This is your personal brand. And we all have one, consciously or unconsciously, whether we like it or not. So the question is, can we be more conscious about it and carve it in a way that we would like to be known? Can we actually create a personal brand? The answer is yes. Remember in the last podcast, episode 1, I had spoken about leaving a legacy and how to find your purpose. So what you want to leave behind becomes your purpose, which you strive to achieve each day, each year. So creating a personal brand also stems from there. For some of us who are more long-term visionaries and thinkers, it's easy for us to visualize where do we want to be 20 or 40 years from now. But for many of us who are more practical short-term movers, we generally plan only for a few months or a year in advance. A personal brand is who I am living now. A personal brand is who I am living now, today, in the moment, and in the next moment, and in the next moment. And it plays a huge role in shaping what we do, how we do it, and how we show up. So when we want to create a personal brand, we want to start off by thinking of some adjectives. Take a piece of paper. Write down a list of words or adjectives that describe you. Imagine your kids are talking about you and they're allowed only 2 words. What words would they choose? Imagine your spouse is describing you in 2 words. What would he say? Imagine your closest friends are being asked to describe you in 2 words. What words would they choose? Imagine you have to describe yourself in 2 words. What would you say? Take a minute, write these words down. And now find the commonality. What words are showing up repeatedly? Which words are similar? These words represent your current personal brand. This is what people see you as. This is how you are showing up in the world. The question now comes is that many times when we do this exercise, we realize that we want our personal brand to change a bit. Maybe to add on another element, another flair, and that's perfectly all right. We can choose to now create a different aura to ourselves. So now look at this list of words you have. Are you satisfied with it or do you want to change something? If there is something you want to change, write down the new word. Close your eyes. Imagine yourself interacting with your kids with this new quality, with this new effervescence, new aura. What would be different in your interaction? For them to feel a new side of you. Imagine interacting with your friends, displaying these new characteristics. What do you see as different in the way that you're communicating? See yourself at work. How does having this quality alter your relationship with your subordinates and your colleagues? Are you now ready to be this? It will take some conscious effort. But if creating this better personal brand is important for you, I know you're going to harness the courage to show up like this. So this week, experiment with finding the right personal brand that suits you. I'll see you again next week. Have a beautiful day ahead. If you liked this episode and found it insightful, do share it with your family, friends, and on social media. And feel free to connect with me directly for any further exploration. If you liked this episode and found it insightful, do share it with your family, friends, and on social media. And connect with us at Connect to EQ on Facebook and Instagram for further exploration. Goodbye.